So it's another beautiful sunny day in Vancouver, and the weekend looks good. And we've gone down to the Weston Bay Shore today to H2 Rotisserie and Bar, which is fairly newly opened. And the room looks fantastic. And we're going to talk with Dylan Williams, who's in charge of the bar program here. And he's made us a couple drinks, and he's going to tell us what goes on at the cocktail scene at the Weston.
Absolutely. So the main drink program at the H2 bar is all using British Columbia spirits and linking sort of stories together, different things from around British Columbia and tying it all into a different picture. On the outside, we have the pool bar, and what I have for you is a fresh pina colada in a freshly chopped young coconut. Utilizing pineapples from three different sources, coconuts from three different sources,
wow,
five types of rum, and a pineapple star anise bitters. So it's all fresh ingredients in there. And the other one is kind of an avant-garde take on the Spanish gin and tonic scene that's going on. So I'm using Alma tequila, and using that tequila, and they have some very interesting notes in there, highlighting it with some honey and ginger syrup with grapefruit peel and a charred pineapple tincture. So you're using all these different flavors in the tequila and highlighting it with just these different types of bitters and tinctures, and then finishing it off with a very extremely hard to get mineral water from Mexico called Topo Chico.
Wow.
There is no Canadian distribution for Topo Chico.
Okay. So these are these two drinks that you've just described are the poolside drinks. Mm-hmm. So they're using more exotic flavors, and the drinks inside,
yeah,
you're using BC products. So could you tell us about one of those drinks as well?
Yeah, so in the Aruba Arriba outside, well, we also do the Daily Slush. I'm going to be doing a take on a Scorpion, which is a traditional like 1950s tiki drink. But I'm going to be using, instead of just using regular gin, I'll be using a coastal forest gin. Also using Grand Fur as a flavor ingredient.
Okay, so that was part of the foraging that
absolutely.
I got a bit of a background on you, and you actually go out and forage,
yes,
for spruce tips and,
yeah,
some of the ingredients.
And another really rare one I got out in Deep Cove last week is called Devil's Club, and it works really, really well with gin. So going to combine all those sort of flavors that you'll find in a Scorpion Bowl,
okay,
with sort of those coastal deep woods British Columbia flavors.
Very cool.
Haven't made it yet, but...
Yeah. It's coming together.
It should work.
Do you have to macerate the spruce?
That's already, the Grand Fur I already have, and then the Devil's Club is already macerated into the gin. So we can try that later too.
Sounds great. So if people are lounging poolside, there's an actual deal. Last week I came in and I did some yoga, which was really fun,
mm-hmm,
right on the mats on the water, and then we came in for the breakfast. And I also was told that for, I think it's $125.
Yes, but you do get a $25 credit,
right,
in food and drink.
So you come in for $125, you can use the pool facilities,
yeah,
you get your reserved Shea Lounge, and
you get a nice robe.
And a welcome basket, I heard.
And you get to sit in the prestige section of,
wow,
the pool.
Fancy.
Yeah.
So if you got here on a Wednesday, you could perceivably do the yoga and then stay, and apparently there's amuse bouches and,
yes,
some cocktails that you can,
yeah,
order up,
yeah,
as well. So,
and we also just do the fresh coconut table side as well. So I come over with a cleaver, chop that right up.
How fun.
And
this is kind of I don't know if you wouldn't remember, but Trader Vic's used to be down here.
Yeah, so I
so this is sort of in theme.
I was on the opening team for the Shameful Tiki Room, and Tiki, I worked at the Waldorf previous to that as well.
I remember the coconuts there well. Perhaps,
yeah,
that's where we met. Because that was one of the first times I'd ever seen drinks made in a fresh coconut.
Yeah.
And it just,
it
looks wonderful with this little umbrella.
Yeah.
And it just adds so much flavor when you've got the coconut
right there as well. Yeah, kind of my two backgrounds. You have a lot of sort of that BC terroir botanical and foraging. And then also like retro 1950s, 60s tiki. Those two worlds can kind of collide if you come see me at the pool bar.
So there's two scenes, so I like the tropical,
yeah,
poolside theme, and then come indoors and you'll experience BC in a glass. So Can you tell us quickly about your Pride cocktail? Because I know that you're on the list of the Pride Crawl, which ends on Sunday, I believe. So you've got one on special here.
Absolutely, yeah. So my friend Kyle, he did an art show recently in LA and New York for all these divine dolls from the John Waters movies. So I thought, as kind of a tribute to him and him getting me into the John Waters movies and that divine character that's so outrageous, I thought it'd be cool to try to take the big thing that they love, like tiki culture and some divine, and kind of make something so outrageous that it just screams divine and pride culture. So it's basically three tiki drinks layered on top of each other.
Oh my gosh.
So Blue Hawaii
yeah.
is on the bottom, Hurricanes on top, and then we do a pina colada foam on the very, very, very top.
So the Pride drink is actually on until this Sunday, and so if you want to give that a try, you'll
limit
come on
two per
customer. Yeah. I don't know if you could even handle more than one. It sounds a little luscious. Anyhow, the food looks amazing. We've got some salmon tacos and some chips, and we're going to try some of these drinks, and we're going to maybe head poolside pretty soon. So thanks very much, Dylan.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Look forward to trying a little bit more.